Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Some flexibility with the timeline as far as the state board required. So their understanding is that there is some flexibility there.
This is Superintendent Tim Smith, who is the most not Billy Squire-esque speaker in all of history.
To be fair, I didn't know we were going with Dr. Tim Smith.
Fair enough, that's right.
Thank you for what you do, sir.
Talking about the Escambia County Public Schools dealing with the Warrington Middle School issues in the meeting that they had the other day. And basically, Charter Schools USA came back with a proposal. And their proposal had five stipulations. If you're a little bit less charitable, you might call them demands.
Let's get into the 5 points. The first one is having control of the facility. A lease at $1 per year. They would handle custodial services. We would handle major capital repairs like HVAC and roof and things of those nature. If they were to add buildings on the campus, it would be at their expense.
All right, so they're going to get the building and everything around it for $1 a year, and they're going to kind of expand over time.
So year one is grades 6 through 8 who are zoned to Warrington. Year two is grades 6 through 8, as well as grades K-5 choice.
Adding an elementary.
Year three is the 6 through 8 zoned, K-5 choice, and grade 9 is choice. Then year four is when it goes K-5 choice, 6 through 8 choice. Grades 9 and 10 choice, and then the next year it's all K-12 choice.
So they're going to take it as a middle school to start. They're going to add an elementary school because they've got way more capacity than the students that are likely to go there, right? And then they're going to expand it to be a high school, which would probably need significantly different facilities if that were to be done. But that's their plan, not just to take it over as a middle school, but to basically turn it into a K-12 eventually.
The third item is the long-term contract with the automatic renewal. So that's a 7-year contract with automatic renewals. Now, they do have to meet the state financial and academic accountability components. So they have to make the grade. So, and if they don't, then then it cancels out. If they have X number of years to make the grade, if they don't, then it's done.
So 7 years is long. Okay. They do have to make the grade by year three, and they want to focus on.
They want to have an identity of workforce readiness throughout their grade levels. So they'll be, their plan is to be very active with industry certifications even at early ages.
And?
Number five is to have public-private partnerships. So groups, they've identified groups they would like to have partnerships with, Parent University, Triumph, Children's Trust. So those are things that they would have to work on. But that's a goal of theirs, is to have public-private partnerships.
All right, so buck a year, eventually K-12 for a 7-year contract to focus on workforce preparation, as in to get kids their certifications and get into skilled trades. And then, they're going to develop partnerships with these other agencies. And he says the focus, he's heard from them again and again.
From Charter Schools USA, I've heard it repeatedly now for many, many months, is if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right. And so that's what they're saying. They need these things to do it right.
And remember, the alternative here is close the school. I mean, those are your choices. You close the school and send the kids to other schools. And that is an incredibly wrinkly proposition, because you cannot send them to some of the schools because some of the schools are also D, like Bellevue Middle is a D school. You can't send them there. You can't send them to Ferry Pass because you would cascade schools into D's and F's, which is a problem because these students are going to bring down everybody's school grades. Okay? That's just the way it is. So basically, you're going to have to take these students and you're going to have to put them into Bailey and Workman. Bailey and Workman. And Workman, good Lord, is so far away. Man. But anyway, that's what they're going to have to do. Or shut the, you know, if you shut the school down. So shut the school down or let Charter USA run it. And Tim Smith says,
my recommendation is that we move forward with the agreement.
So at this point in the meeting, you're thinking, okay, all right, we got a solution. We got a proposal on the table, and we're going to go forward with that. Oh, but wait until you get to the comments from the board members. So we'll get there in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I hate it when you do that. I-10 east and westbound is clear. No issues with any on or off ramps. I-110 north and southbound traveling at posted speeds as well. All exits and on ramps clear. Not showing any problems. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come on.
All right. So the comments from the board members. Comments from the board members, right? So first of all, Kevin Adams says, I'm not happy about how we're going to lose control of this school and the students that are in it.
It sounded like it's a choice.
He was on remote.
It's going to be a choice K through 12. And I think it may be going the wrong direction. And we'll end up in children being bussed away from that school. So if it comes down to that, I mean, I'd seriously look at a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade magnet school there. To where we will not lose several million dollars in students and have somebody there that looks like it'd be more under control of Tallahassee than it would be of Escambia County. So I have some concerns there.
All right, so he's looking at, is there a third alternative we can do, like maybe a magnet school that would solve this problem? And, you know, the answer from later in the conversation appears to be, yeah, not that fast, like not for this fall, which is the, you know, the kind of the idea. Patty Hightower.
I have real heartburn with the dollar a year because they're a for-profit organization. And I know that that's one of those points where they're saying if we don't give it to them, they're gone. And I know the bottom line is what's going to be best for the students. So I'm trying to figure that out.
Wouldn't you, if you're Charter School USA, love to run a for-profit educational institution where you only pay a buck a year in rental, right? You know, I mean, she's not wrong about that. I'm skipping Paul Fetsko for the moment. We'll come back to Paul Fetsko because, you know, David Williams later on gave his view.
I'm no great negotiator, but this doesn't sound very good to me. And I don't think it's something that we as a Escambia County school system ought to agree to because they're asking for the moon. And
Bill Slayton, and so he doesn't like it either. He thinks they're asking for the moon. They've got us over a barrel. Bill Slayton says, well, you know, there are some logistical challenges with anything that we might fix or do. And so, you know, he didn't give the strongest viewpoint on whether to take this or not. But Paul Fetsko, holy crap. I'll just put it that way. Paul Fetsko spent many, many, many minutes explaining why. Oh, hell no, we're not doing this. Pardon my language, but I think it's fair to capture his comments that way.
I have grave concern. Grave concern. Maybe I'm the only one who does. I don't know. I find it almost ludicrous. I find it very unprofessional that there were timelines that were part of the first agreement, that when things were going to come forward, when there would be applications, when there would be other things procedurally submitted. There was no stipulation for any of this in the initial contact, the communication or anything. When we met one-on-one with the representatives, none of this was ever hinted at or alluded to, almost to the point where I'm now taken aback that they've drawn the line in the sand, non-negotiables. Our non-negotiable needed to be either you have something turned in by this date or you're not in it.
And he said, look, we've missed all of the deadlines here. They're not helping our students.
I find it strange. And I'm like, I'm shocked that we are continuing to even discuss some of this, that the idea of the dollar a year, us taking care of everything. I guess we're going to do transportation also. At our expense, okay? They have no outside expenses, and they're going to get anywhere up to $9 million a year without anything other than profit. It's ludicrous, okay? The K-12 model, to have that come in at the last minute, is just, for me, It's a non-negotiable.
So it's a non-negotiable. It's a non-starter. We shouldn't be doing business with these kind of people.
I would rather see us close. I would rather see the State Board of Education close Warrington Middle School, because it's not us. The State Board said we either do the contract with Charter USA or they will close it. They can close it. We need to make plans to take care of our students for next year, and we need to get that information out to parents immediately.
And the strongest version of all...
We need to stop being jerked around by somebody who apparently realizes they're holding all the cards that were handed to them by the DOE and State Board, and we are going to be left with more of a mess than we've had.
So, what did they decide? Well, it's not a voting meeting, okay? This is a presentation and a discussion. Let me point out some weirdnesses here. If you've got two board members who are very adamantly against this, two board members who are leaning against this, and one board member who's kind of just got some questions, how did Tim Smith show up in this meeting and just say, well, I think it's a good plan? Did he not talk with the board members beforehand individually about the proposal and brief them and get feedback and take their react? I mean, it's just weird. I don't know. That just seems weird to me. If your board is this strongly opposed to this, why would you show up at the meeting and be like, that seems like a good plan to me? You know, that's okay. So that's a problem. But okay, so what are they going to do? Well, they didn't really come up with a plan. They were trying to figure out, well, could we, you know, close it down and then come back after 1 year with some kind of a magnet school? Can we do something different? Can we go with a sixth grade only in a different configuration? They threw out a couple of several different possibilities of how to do it other than working with Charter Schools USA. But the one thing it seemed clear from the meeting was that they're not, you don't talk this way about maybe we're going to work with them, right? So was this a failure by the school board to take at least a deal that's on the table? I didn't have that same reaction to this proposal. Sure, I see that they're taking a deal that is the best for them, Charter Schools USA, but if the alternative is closing the school and the cascade of effects that that is going to have on other middle schools, that's a real nightmare scenario. And so to hear the school board be so adamantly for that answer, you know, I mean, I would have loved to have seen this kind of stridency 2 or 3 years ago in trying to fix these problems, you know, instead of now and rejecting the one alternative you've got on the table, because we don't have a clear plan. And that was kind of the takeaway from the meeting is, what's the plan? You know, we're going to come up with one. It's not yet ever happened. So we'll see what they do in you know, when they actually have a voting meeting coming up in about 2 weeks, I think, is when their regular meeting is anyway. But I wanted to give you an idea of where we're at on Warrington Middle School based on what they said the other day. 623 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.
Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
Like, what are my skills?
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks. Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
That's true.
Good morning, 625 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, sometimes Napoleon Dynamite. Candy has got our traffic on the fives.
Oh,
Candy?
Man, I'm still trying to catch my breath. That's so funny. And plus, you're the only one with a mustache. As we take a look, good news is we're not showing the slowdowns, not yet. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Downtown Garden, Palafox, all clear. No slowdowns on Cervantes or Bayfront Parkway, all checking in without delays. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips or you want to brag about your own skills. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump won't be back in court until December after yesterday's arraignment that could mean trial set sometime next year. He's pleaded not guilty on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. A major tornado-generating storm now threatening more than 62 million Americans in the central U.S. The storm generated about five tornadoes yesterday as it hit Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Missouri. General Motors says they're not going to need to make any more salary job layoffs after a lot of their white-collar workers agreed to a buyout. CEO Mary Barra says in an email they've saved over $1 billion due to the cuts they announced last February and because of employees that chose to leave.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 627 News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about selling a home, Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about buying a home, Christina Leavenworth. If you know anybody who's thinking about selling a home or buying a home, Christina Leavenworth. And I say that because, you know, it is perfectly fine for you to recommend her to other people, even if it's not for you, like you're not buying or selling, because you're doing them a favor, because you know she's going to make them more money selling. You know she's going to save them more money buying. And, like, the way I try to explain it to people is I don't know all of the whys exactly that Christina is so successful with selling over 200 homes last year, but I know part of it because I know her, and it's attention to detail, you know, things that everybody knows they're supposed to do, but she actually does them, okay? It's personal commitment to making sure that you get the service that makes you feel like you're her only client, even though you know that's never the case. It's what it feels like, okay? And she treats each home like it's her own. Like, she's trying to get, you know, every last buck of value out of that home for you, and even down to little things like, it might not seem important, but making sure that the home is fixed up properly even when it closes, to make sure that there's no hinkies, no problems when you get there to be done, because she follows all the way through it. And she stresses when, like, if a home's not selling, it bothers her, which is good because you want it to bother your realtor. You don't want your realtor to be like, now let's give it a couple more weeks. No big deal. You know, you don't want that. You want the home to sell. So if you want that personal attention, those great results, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. Oh, man, we got so much stuff going on today.
Well, nothing happened yesterday.
No, so. I mean, it's not like we had the first former president indicted on these just outrageous charges. I talked about that last hour. I'll talk about it coming up at 7:10, give you my opinion of the speech last night. But, yeah, it's just crazy times in America. It really is. Meanwhile, Finland has joined NATO. So Finland is now a member state of NATO. We're still Sweden is the one that's still the holdout, or Sweden's in and Norway's not. I think it's Sweden that's not in yet. But that, I thought this was an interesting perspective on it. Finland joining, which Finland is the easternmost of the three. Okay. Finland is the farthest to the east. So it's the one that actually borders Russia, doubled the mileage of the border with Russia and NATO with one country joining. You follow? So, and if you remember like World War II and the experience with the Soviets, well, not Soviets yet, but the, you know, the Russians at the time. Anyway, so this is a big deal. It's definitely a strike against Putin. And anyway, it's kind of interesting. Remember we talked about Sanna Marin, the prime minister who lost her place. Apparently the other government, the other two leading vote getters in their parliament are much more pro-NATO even than she was. So was that related to their loss? Unsure, but maybe so. Meanwhile, U.S. shipyards, the Navy is cutting back on its orders of destroyers from about 3 to 2 a year because the shipbuilders can't build them fast enough. We need capacity. We need shipbuilding capacity, and we do not have it. By the way, the Arleigh Burke class, I didn't realize this. There's like 71 of them in service. That's a lot, which is great. I mean, it's a very capable ship platform, unlike the LCS and some of the other ones. But interesting that we're having to scale back our orders just because of supply issues.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Donald Trump pleading not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records over alleged hush money payments before the 2016 election. Trump railing against the Manhattan DA in a speech from Mar-a-Lago.
The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury information for which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign.
Trump's next hearing is scheduled for December 4th. A trial could begin in January. Former teacher and union organizer Brandon Johnson has been elected Chicago mayor. He defeated former Chicago school CEO Paul Vallis, who was backed by the police union. And Wisconsin's Supreme Court balance flips liberal with the election of Janet Protasiewicz. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 73 degrees. It is mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. A mobile home on Lillian Highway caught on fire last night. This happened in the 8100 block of Lillian about 9 o'clock last night. Right now, no word on whether anybody was hurt or the extent of the damage to the trailer. The state fire marshal still investigating the fire's cause. The first cobia of the season was reeled in at the Pensacola Beach fishing pier yesterday. Congratulations going out to local angler Ryan Patera that caught a 36-pounder on Tuesday morning. The pier posted a photo of that fish on social media yesterday. An Escambia County law firm says they're not impressed with the Johnson & Johnson settlement offer. Johnson & Johnson proposed a $9 billion settlement with about 70,000 people who were suing the company yesterday. The plaintiffs claim that Johnson & Johnson's talcum-based baby powder was causing cancer. Pensacola's Levin Papantonio Rafferty represents about a half dozen of those plaintiffs, and lawyers say the offer amounts to less than $100,000 per case that would be paid out over 25 years. Johnson & Johnson denies that the product caused cancer, but they did change the formula this year. Florida Highway Patrol says they're looking for a vehicle that they say hit an Escambia County school bus and ran yesterday. There were 29 kids on board when that accident happened on Cody Lane. Troopers say the sedan did not slow down after the bus stopped to let kids off. The sedan rear-ended the bus and then fled. The bus sustained minor damage. The good news is none of the 29 kids that were on the bus at the time were hurt. If you have information on the vehicle or the driver involved, you should contact FHP. Permitless carry was signed into law this week. That means as of July 1st, if you're legally eligible to have a firearm, you can carry a concealed weapon without having to get a state permit. Reaction from Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
I would support a law-abiding citizen's right to keep and bear arms. I would like to have that freedom myself, and I would support that. But I also would recommend and highly encourage people to be familiar with the guns or the weapons that they choose to carry, not just the guns themselves, but how they carry them.
And as Simmons tells News Radio, it's important to know what you're doing when you carry a firearm, such as making sure you're using the proper type of holster and knowing basic gun safety. The permitless carry law, again, does not go into effect until July 1st. A man convicted of breaking into a woman's panhandle apartment and stabbing her 37 times back in 1986 is set to be executed next month under a death warrant signed by Governor DeSantis. Daryl Barwick's execution set for May 3rd. It's the third execution scheduled in Florida this year after a break that dated back to 2019. Donald Dilbeck was executed in February. Louis Bernard Gaskin set to be euthanized in April. Former President Donald Trump responding last night to the criminal charges against him.
And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
Those comments from made from Mar-a-Lago last night. Of course, he's facing 34 felony charges in New York. And reportedly now his poll numbers have skyrocketed. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at your traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Pine Forest, 9 Mile, all clear. I-10, I-110, also not showing any delays. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now for a look at our Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. It's going to be a warm and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 81 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Still staying warm as we go into Thursday with a 10% chance of rain. 82 degrees for your high. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 6:35 right now, cloudy skies, 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The number of job openings fell in February, dropping below 10 million for the first time in nearly 2 years, and a sign that employers' demand for workers eased amid a still strong labor market. There were 9.9 million job openings in February, down from January's 10.6 million. February's openings were below a record 12 million reached last March, but still well above 7 million openings in February of 2020, ahead of the pandemic. Job openings still far outnumber the 5.9 million unemployed people seeking work, indicating the labor market remains tight. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the IRS will unveil its 10-year spending plan for $80 billion in new funding to beef up enforcement and taxpayer services, promising major investments in new technology and services. In prepared remarks at the swearing-in ceremony of new IRS Commissioner Danny Wolfel, Yellen said the IRS will invest in data and analytics to help it audit large corporations, high earners, and complex partnerships. That's Your Money Now.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my Y, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your Y. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you want better health? Not the gym or diets. Think of the one thing that everyone has in common that's the foundation of your body. Your bones. You need OsteoStrong. OsteoStrong. It's not a gym, diet, supplements, pharmaceuticals, or a medical treatment. It's a scientifically backed concept with proven technology to help you improve your overall health. OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Call OsteoStrong today and start feeling better in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top of the line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Senate Bill 300, a bill to be entitled an act relating to pregnancy and parenting support.
This bill has four main goals. The first, to protect innocent, unborn babies who deserve the right to life. The second, to promote healthy families and support parents and babies by providing additional counseling and mentoring services, as well as providing materials to families such as car seats, cribs, clothing, formula, and diapers.
So this is Aaron Grawl, the state senator who is the sponsor of this bill. I believe Aaron Grawl was the sponsor of last year's bill to 15 weeks. That, remember, that was supposed to align us with the anticipated ruling in the Planned Parenthood overturn case out of Mississippi. And now, of course, next year following, the Senate and the House are moving down to a six-week bill instead of 15 weeks. Aaron Grawl explains.
It prohibits abortions after 6 weeks with exceptions for women who are victims of rape or incest, or whose baby has a devastating diagnosis of fatal fetal abnormality, or to protect the life or health of the pregnant woman. And finally, to ensure that abortions are performed in person by a medical doctor or osteopathic physician, and this means that medication abortion must be dispensed in person by a physician and cannot be delivered by mail or other courier service. That is the bill, Madam President.
So a lot of questions had come up, and as often is the case, the Democrats tried to put on amendments that were all unfriendly amendments designed to fundamentally change the nature of the bill. The adding in of the exceptions from 6 weeks up to 15 weeks for rape, incest, or human trafficking. Human trafficking was an add, which is good, but there was one of the questions that came up, and I thought it was a fair question. Senator Jason Pizzo, who I think is a cop in his background, if I remember, or a DA, something like that in his background, and he said, well, the problem with the human trafficking one, and he supports it, the problem is that getting the documentation for something like that, because you have to file documents. You can't just say it was rape or incest or human trafficking. You have to provide documents, restraining orders, police reports, or medical records. And the problem is getting that in time because, you know, getting a hearing on something like a human trafficking can take months and months and months. You know how the court system is, right? So the practical challenges here may be grave. One of the other issues was that when it comes to the fatal fetal syndromes, you have to get two doctors, okay, not just one, which is difficult, okay? That's difficult. The reason is to avoid having a single doctor who'd be willing to misrepresent the case, or who'd be willing, you know, because the doctor is pro-abortion, and you would go to them because, you know, they're the one that are going to, you know, like back when you signed to get your medical marijuana card with, you know, the guy who gives them to everybody, you know, that kind of thing. Same kind of concern is if you find that one doctor who's willing to sign a bunch of people to get abortions, you know, on the basis of exemptions that they don't really think are accurate, but they're willing to use it, then you create a problem. So that's why the two doctors. But Tracy Davis, a state senator, says,
when did we stop trusting our doctors? When did we stop believing the years and years of medical education that they went through to get to that point that we don't trust them anymore? Everything we're doing in this bill, this amendment, it's about penalties. We're criminalizing people who have sacrificed their lives to be in school for 8, 10, 12 years. I trust my doctor.
So the answer to that from the pro-life point of view is we stopped trusting doctors when doctors decided that terminating pregnancy was within the scope of medical care. That's the problem. The problem is the first do no harm, as opposed to, you know, viewing pregnancy as a problem, as a disease, as something that needs a cure for which medical treatment is appropriate. That's when we stop trusting the doctors. That's the answer to that question. Tina Scott Polsky, though, raised a very different objection.
Based on the First Amendment to the Constitution, where we all have the right to practice our own religion, I believe that this law will restrict my ability, my daughter's ability, and all those of Jewish faith to not be able to follow their own religion. Jewish law does not believe that life begins at conception. In fact, Jewish law believes that the life of the mother is paramount to all else.
Now, I know that's her version of Jewish law. Not all Jews agree. There are many pro-life Jews as well, but certainly not all, okay? And so she's raising the point that because this is a religious topic with religious views that differ from the views of, for example, the majority of the Republicans in the Senate, many or most of whom are Christian, she says that this is a problem of religious interpretation, therefore a violation of the state and federal constitutions that provide that you're supposed to have the freedom to exercise your religion, meaning that for her, being a Jew would mean being able to terminate a pregnancy as a woman, even up to the point of birth, was the point that she was arguing. Danny Burgess responded with, he's a Republican.
We talked about science a little while ago. I believe that science shows that we have, at 6 weeks, a heartbeat. I started questioning my own knowledge on the issue when I heard people talking about what this bill should be entitled. So I did some quick research on the internet, and almost every single link showed 6 weeks is where a heartbeat begins. And I'm not just talking about some random websites. I'm talking about leading scientific medical scholarship like the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic. There's no denying this. And so the policy decision we're making today is not so much based on our religious beliefs that guides us on these issues. It's based on the science that we all are pointing to.
But this issue about the religious objection to this particular restriction, this one we're going to come back to in a second, because they had some very interesting things to say about this. Before that, let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Fives.
And this is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. That's employing made easy. Now, there is an accident on I-10, but it's in Alabama. It's I-10 eastbound and all lanes blocked eastbound in the Wallace Tunnel. That's quite as high up this morning. Pensacola, Scamby, Santa Rosa County not showing any delays yet. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you've thinking about getting that next vehicle, trying to decide what to do, used or new, obviously is one of the first big decisions you make. Well, look, okay, here's what you do. You compare them. Go to the dealership, look at the new car, look at the price, smell it. I mean, that's part of the deal. You get that weird smell, you know, okay? And then look at the price and then go to Frontier and, you know, smell their car. You know, it's fine. It's part of the deal. And then drive it and then, you know, compare the price for a year or two and, you know, maybe 10 or 20,000 miles and decide how much is that smell worth to you. You know, like, is that worth $5,000, $8,000? I don't know what the differential is. Depends on the kind of car, but that's an adult decision. Now, you go the Dave Ramsey way, the Andrew McKay way, you know, buy a car that's a year or two old and then you drive it until it has a couple hundred thousand miles on it. That's how I do. But you do you, okay? Just make an adult decision, compare them side by side. That's simple. And when it comes to Frontier, you can sample all different kinds of cars, and they're kind of buffet of cars, 300 or so on the lot at any given different moment. So, look, go look, try some things, see, make adult decisions based on good, intelligent comparisons. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to this conversation about abortion in the state Senate. And, you know, you have this issue about a religious objection, right? Now, there are limits, okay? Just because your religion says you can do something doesn't mean the state allows you to do it. And so the notion, and obviously the predicate or the premise in all of this is, if it's a life, right, if it's a baby, if it's a human, well, it doesn't matter whether your religion says you can get rid of it. The status of it as a person is the controlling factor, just like if you had a religious view that, for example, children didn't acquire rights until they were two. We wouldn't say that you could do whatever you wanted with the one-year-old. That, you know, religion doesn't that sweeping. But religious claims on matters of difficult decisions about, you know, where life begins and all that, they're more compelling because you don't have as much clarity from the law's point of view. That's why they talk about the science. That's why they talk about the heartbeat and so forth. Lauren Book, who is also Jewish in the state Senate.
Don't talk about religion guiding certain things and not others. Let's be clear. This is what's being pushed. Your religion, your religious beliefs. Why don't ours matter? Our religion says something different. We believe something different. How is that not okay? If you want to not receive a vaccine because you feel that it is against your religious beliefs, you just have to check a box. Our religion dictates something some way. Why are we not entitled to the same exemption? Is it because there are fewer of us? It's not okay.
Yeah, that was a mic drop walk-off angry. They were very, remember, she is the one who the either that day or the following day, she and Nikki Fried got arrested protesting on the steps of the Capitol. Right? So, you know, pretty emphatic about all this. And Tina Scott-Polsky, who was one you heard talking before, she says basically, you're persecuting my religion right now by saying we're going to make the law based on your conservative Christian beliefs as opposed to my not as conservative Jewish beliefs.
We spent hours on the Second Amendment. What about the First Amendment? Comes before the Second. Our nation was founded on religious freedom. That's why we have a nation, because their religion was being persecuted. I feel like my religion is being persecuted right now.
And remember what Lauren Book was saying is, remember you wanted to have religious freedom in order to have medical freedom because of your religious freedom when it came to things like vaccines that you believe were derived from aborted fetus stem cell lines, that kind of, remember we talked about this when it came to the COVID vaccines and all of that? And so, again, they're not making something up. They're appealing to a very important right that we do believe in, which is bodily autonomy, medical choice, and, of course, religious freedom. The question is, the fundamental question is, are we dealing with a being, a person that has rights or not? And, of course, the state of Florida is now controlled by the Republicans, and I'm very glad we are, saying that's a person. Your religious rights do not amount to enough to overwhelm the rights of that person. Unless, between 6 and 15 weeks, rape, incest, or human trafficking, and some of those exceptions I agree with, some of those I do not agree with, frankly, but that's basically the issue that they're dealing with. So they passed it. The House is, I can't remember if the House has or is going to pass this. I expect this to become the law in the state of Florida, with some exceptions, which changes it to the current law at 15 where there's not exceptions, right? 652 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
ECUA's free Recycling Coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collections, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report, a problem feature, to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing, coming up this month, the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Cooking Class, Easter, and other fun things and promotions that you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listen to Local Talk, National Talk, Local News, and National News on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
National average for gallon gas, 3.52. That's up 2 pennies from yesterday. That's always a big jump. 3.45 in Florida. Texas has 3.18, and California has 4.84. In Navarre, I've seen a jump, 3.19 east of the Walmart. The one Walmart west says 3.14, but everybody else has gone to 3.17 or even 3.27. I think we're in the middle of a price hike today, so get your gas early, not late. 3.09 currently listed at the Murphy across from the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. Everybody else in the 3.20s. 3.49 at the first station when you're going into Gulf Breeze. You see kind of how that works. One goes up and they all go up. 3.29 at the Exxon is your cheaper price in Gulf Breeze proper. 3.18 at the Raceway in Milton. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy. But goodness, 3.45 in Pace at the first station at the Circle K. Wait until you get to the Raceway for 3.25. Over into Pensacola, 9 Mile, 3.13 at the Walmart there. I'm told that the Murphy at the Walmart on US 29, all the pumps are out of order. So they show the best price, but you're going to have to go somewhere else. A ways. Everybody else is significantly more expensive. Sorry. Coming in from the southwest side, 3.17 at the Shell at Pace and Cervantes. 6.55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and we got traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, not showing any delays yet. This is brought to you by Indeed.com. Berry Hill, Dogwood Drive, Hamilton Bridge, and Milton all clear. Not showing any problems there. This is brought to you by Indeed at Indeed.com. And when you need to hire, you can use Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall, flushing the toilet, it's not working properly, it's the water temperature, the water pressure, plumbing stuff, you call Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. No questions, no surprises, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour at Barberry Plumbing. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Donald Trump now expected to appear as a headline speaker next month at the annual forum for the National Rifle Association in Indianapolis. Governor Ron DeSantis will also be speaking at the event, although he isn't planning to appear in person, but instead by video. An Ohio man has died after a skydiving accident here in Florida. Happened yesterday in Pasco County. Police say the man was on a solo jump and had a hard landing. And Jewish people around the world beginning observance of Passover tonight at sundown. The holiday lasts 8 days and 8 nights and celebrates the liberation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 6:57 on News Radio 92.3. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? The inventor of Settlers of Catan passed away.
The what? What did you just say?
Okay. So there are two groups of people in the audience. There are groups of people who, like Candy, have never heard of the board game Catan or Settlers of Catan. And you're giving me the look that says, yep, that's just total gibberish to me.
No, I didn't have friends growing up, and I played board games.
No, this is a newer board game. This is made in the last 20 years. This is part of the Euro games, okay? Have you heard of Ticket to Ride or Pandemic?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Oh. Anyway, and that's okay. I think a lot of people have not. But these are very popular board games now that, for people who play board games, would be the equivalent of somebody who invented, like, Scrabble, or... Monopoly, for example. Klaus Tuber, he was 70 and he passed away. For those who care, okay, I don't love Catan. I don't like the robber, but, those who understand the subject matter, that's fine. I'm more of a Ticket to Ride and Pandemic and some of these other games, but we love these games and we play them all the time, so we're nerds. We are genuinely, like the website says, board game geeks. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3.
Future.
Time for future news. Will we have a 6-week limit on abortions in the state of Florida with some exceptions up to 15 weeks?
No.
Oh, yeah, I think this will get signed. Yeah, this is going to be the way. Warrenton Middle School, is it going to be just plain closed? Is it going to be turned into a magnet school? And if it's a magnet, will it be by fall or will it be the year after?
I'm hoping magnet, I guess, in fall. I don't want it to close.
I cannot see this happening this year. And since they're not willing to go with Charter Schools USA, I think they're going to have to close it and try to come back with it as a magnet school next year. That seems like the most likely outcome here. Will Sweden join NATO now that Finland has joined NATO?
Yes.
There are some objections to Sweden joining from certain member states, but yeah, I think they will wind up joining it, and you'll, you know, Russia's going to wind up having several additional countries in NATO when this is all done.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.